Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Today, we're speaking with Paul Porter, Wisconsin dairy specialist with Pioneer Hybrid, and our topic is why use inoculants. Paul, we've got a lot of volatility currently in the dairy industry. What is the benefit for producers when it comes to adding inoculants?
Well, inoculants are not a new product, but they've gone through, I think, a few generations of technology. And certainly 15, 20, 25 years ago, there were probably as many misses as there were hits. And I think as an industry, we've improved our winning percentage. And so sometimes it may not be very high on the radar. And in fact, for some producers who are really struggling with cash flow, they might be thinking that this is one of those marginal inputs that, you know, maybe I can get by without. The other challenge with inoculants is their benefits are hard to measure in a commercial dairy setting, yet the Pioneer research and the university research really is pretty compelling. The first, number one, most important thing that inoculants will do, a quality inoculant will do, is let the producer maintain or retain more of the forage that they put in that bunker. There's always going to be a portion of shrink or loss of dry matter because of the fermentation process, but you can manage that with good management practices, including the use of a quality inoculant. So for every 100 tons that you put into a storage structure, whether it's an upright silo or an ag bag or a bunker, without using an inoculant, you're probably going to lose 8 of those tons just through the fermentation process. With a quality inoculant, you might only lose 4 or 5 tons. So that incremental response, that 3%, 4% improvement in dry matter recovery can add up to some substantial dollars.
So then would you say that inoculants are an investment that all dairy producers should consider?
Yeah, I'd like to say all should consider, but probably in reality, those that don't take the time to do the other quality parts of forage management may not be the best candidate. So, you know, half, two-thirds, three-quarters of the dairy segment probably would be great candidates. And so for those that aren't able, for whatever reason, aren't able to get out and harvest in a timely manner, do at least a good job of packing and covering, particle length, things like that, if they're not following those basics, then maybe inoculant really isn't part of their program, but hopefully that covers a minority of our industry.
Well, what products and services then does Pioneer provide to dairy producers that would be specific to their needs?
Well, for the inoculant side of the program that I'm most involved in, some of the things that we do would be doing some bunker silo management evaluations, kind of walkthroughs, observations. There's a lot of newer technologies in the last 5 or 8 years that some producers have been trying, and so we try to pass along those tips. For example, putting plastic over the sidewalls or double layering the plastic, or there's another technology, fairly new. It's called an oxygen-limiting plastic. It allows a much lower percentage of oxygen to fuse through what many of us thought was a pretty good oxygen barrier. Probably the other thing I think that has had value is we'll do on-farm bunker silo density measurements, really get down to are they doing a good job, do they have room for improvement, and I think a lot of dairies have been surprised that they thought they were doing a good job when they've actually been doing about an average job. So another way to show them how they might be able to manage shrink a little better with a little more aggressive packing strategy. And then our newest technology, we started using it a little bit last year and we'll be doing more this year, is we actually have a thermal imaging camera that we can take out and evaluate bunker silo spaces and show some heat losses either from maybe poor product performance or no inoculant product compared to some of our products, or things like packing or face management, pointing out some areas that they might be able to improve and reduce shrink and improve feed value that way.
So if a producer was interested in utilizing some of these products and services, would they just contact their local Pioneer rep then?
That would be a good first start. Most of us in the northern business unit have access to that camera. All of us, dairy specialists and livestock specialists, have the bunker density equipment, and so they can arrange those evaluations through their local rep.
Our guest today on Forage Forum has been Pioneer Wisconsin dairy specialist Paul Porter. Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.